Starting, owning, and running a successful small business is one of the great joys in life. No, there are no guarantees, and yes, there are going to be obstacles. But here's the truth. If you do it right, if you start the right small business, one that's suited to your strengths, one that you're passionate about, one that epitomizes your highest dreams and values, and certainly one that allows you to make a nice profit. Let's not forget about that. Then there's no telling how far you can take it. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Start, Run, Grow. And we are excited, as always, we're very, very excited to have you to be part of the SRG family. And we are starting a new series. We're going to call this series the SRG, Start, Run, Grow Business Toolkit. We want to be able to give you everything you need to know to be successful in your small business. Seriously. Over the next couple of months, the next couple of episodes within this series are really going to give you tried and true real world business tips. We want to be able to give you some skills. We want to share some examples and even get into strategies that have been proven to help small businesses to grow. And of course, ultimately, we want to be able to help your small business to grow. So as you listen to these episodes, please make sure you get a pencil and a piece of paper, get a pad, take notes, listen to the episodes over and over again to gain the information that you need to be successful. By all means, please subscribe to the channel because this information will be on a continuous basis over the next couple of months. We want to help you, for example, if you're looking to create an impactful brand for your small business, we're going to cover that. If you're not sure about business accounting practices, we will cover that. Maybe, you have a startup and you're on a shoestring marketing budget. We will even cover that too, right? So all this information, everything that you need or might need to know about starting and running a successful business will be the things that we'll cover in these episodes. So fasten your seatbelts and let's get started. Today and for the next couple of episodes, we're going to really get into the weeds about what it takes to make your small business successful. Now, it's no joke that starting an entrepreneurial endeavor, starting a business, truly is a huge step. I mean, just the fact alone of deciding to go into business for yourself is probably, in my opinion, one of the most important decisions that you'll ever make in your life. This honestly ranks right up there with actually picking your partner or buying your first home, right? Becoming an entrepreneur is one of those life-altering events that will have repercussions for years to come. No joke, right? And I want to be totally transparent. There are no guarantees. There are no guarantees. This will even work. But yes, there are always going to be obstacles. There will be things that you'll have to deal with on a daily basis to get your business started and to be successful over time. But you know what? If you do it the right way, if you run your small business the right way, you start it the right small business, one that's suited for your strengths, one that you're passionate about, one that allows you to make money, right? That makes a profit, then there's no telling how far you can go in this endeavor. So here's the reality. Not everyone is cut out to be an entrepreneur, okay? Now, although there are several common perceptions that entrepreneurship, of course, is exciting and that you can make a lot of money at it, and of course, yes, you can, okay? I mean, there's no joke. We've all read the stories of the Steve Jobs and the Elon Musk and all these great entrepreneurs that had this fantastic set of ideas, and they grew this into a billion-dollar company, all right? But many, many, many entrepreneurs, when we talk about this, you know, that they're considered self-made small business persons, right? This experience is nerve-wracking, right? At the same time, it's liberating. It's difficult. It's challenging. It's time-consuming. At times, as a small business owner, it becomes overwhelming, right? But it's also fun. It's joyous. It's productive. There's a certain amount of uncertainty that you have to deal with, you know, on a day-to-day basis. These are just some of the things that you experience, and often they all happen to the same day. Okay, so here's the million-dollar question. The million-dollar question is, it's not whether entrepreneurship is right for you, but are you right for entrepreneurship? Think about that. Can you really handle the stress? Can you handle the freedom, the lack of structure, the uncertainty that entrepreneurship brings? And of course, the opportunity that waits, you know, if you decide to start your own business, can you handle this? In one of my favorite movies, A Few Good Men, of course, Tom Cruise is the lead actor, right? And there's this great line that says, "You can't handle the truth." You know, and the reality is, can we handle the truth about entrepreneurship, right? You know, deciding to start and run your own business in itself, you know, can be stress enough. I mean, you think about it, right? You know, there's no doubt that being in business for yourself can be great, right? A lot of people, very successful, they make money, et cetera. They do great things. But if you're not cut out for it temperamentally, right, it could be a tough road, okay? And again, I'm just being just as candid as I possibly can. Now, listen, there's no shame in this. You know, some people are artists. Other people are lawyers. Some people are vagabonds. Some people are just homebodies. And some people are entrepreneurs and some are not. Now, according to Webster's Dictionary, there are various definitions to an entrepreneur. Let me give you a couple here. Webster's Dictionary actually this is dictionary.com. It says, an entrepreneur is a person who organizes and manages any enterprise, especially a business, and usually with considerable initiative, right, and risk. Okay, this is a kind of an anonymous description of an entrepreneur. It says, people who are too naive to see the obstacles that are obvious to others. Okay, that's their definition of an entrepreneur. And the last one I want to share with you today is that this is actually from one successful entrepreneur, and this is probably my favorite definition. It says, an entrepreneur is a person willing to take a risk with money to make money. So here's the question. What kind of entrepreneur are you? All right? I want you to really think about this. Now, if you have a pencil and a piece of paper, I want to be able to help you to decide what type of entrepreneur you really are. We want to take a quiz, okay? We want to take a quick quiz. It's going to be 20 questions, all right? And this will help you to evaluate your qualifications. Now, as you take this quiz, I want you to be honest. Give the honest answer, guys, okay? You're not sending the answers in to me, you know, to Start, Run, Grow. You're going to keep the answers there in your own location. But it's important. It is extremely important that you are perfectly honest with the answers, right? Now, think about it. There's no point in answering the question right if the answers are not true for you, okay? So today, we want to test your entrepreneurship IQ. Okay, we want to test your entrepreneurship IQ. Again, there are going to be 20 questions. Each question will have 3 answers, and each answer will be an A, B, or C. Okay, and of course, each answer will have its own point system. If the answer is A, and it'll make sense here in a second, that gets 5 points. If the answer is B, it'll have a 3-point score. And of course, if the answer is C, it'll have 1 point. All right. So let's begin. Here's the first question. Are you a self-starter? Here are the answers. Yes. I like to think up ideas and implement them. That's 5 points. B, if someone helps me to get started, I would definitely follow through. 3 points. And C, frankly, I'd rather follow than lead. 1 point. Okay, you got it? Let's keep going. Second question, how do you feel about taking risk? How do you feel about taking risks? Answer A, I really like the feeling of being on the edge a bit. B, calculated risks are acceptable at times. And C, I like the tried and true approach. Okay, let's go to the next question. Number three, are you a leader? Answer A, yes. Totally. Answer B, yes, but only when necessary. Answer C, no, not really. Question four, can you and your family live without a regular paycheck? Answer A, yes, if that's what it takes. B, I would rather not, but I understand that may be part of the process. And answer C, I don't like that idea at all. No can do. Question five, right? Could you fire someone who really needed the job your business provided? Answer A, yes. I may not like it, but this is the way it goes sometimes. Answer B, I hope so. Answer C, I really can't see myself doing that. Question number six, are you willing to work 60 hours a week or more? Answer A, yes, if that's what it takes. Answer B, maybe in the beginning. Answer C, I think many other things are more important than work. Question number seven, are you self-confident? Answer A, absolutely, you bet. Answer B, most of the time. Answer C, unfortunately, that's not one of my strong suits. Question number eight, can you live with uncertainty? Answer A, yes. Answer B, if I have to, but I don't like it. And answer C, no, I like knowing what to expect. Question number nine, once you put your mind to something, can you stick with it? Answer A, I do not let anything get in my way. B, most of the time, if I like what I'm doing. And answer C, not always. Question 10, are you creative? Answer A, yes, I have a lot of good ideas. Answer B, most of the time, I can be. Answer C, no, not really. Let's go to question 11. Are you competitive? A, absolutely, to a fault. B, sure, most of the time. C, not really. My nature is more laid back. Question 12. Do you have a lot of willpower and self-discipline? Answer A, yes. Answer B, I'm disciplined, but only when needed to be. Answer C, not really. Question 13, are you an individualist or would you rather go along with the crowd? Answer A, I like to think things through myself and do things my way. Answer B, I am sometimes an original. Answer C, I think strongly individualistic people are a bit strange. Question 14, can you live without structure? Answer A, yes. Answer B, actually, the idea of living without a regular job makes me a bit nervous. Answer C, no, I like routine and structure in my life. Question 15, do you have many business skills? Answer yet, A, I'm getting ahead of myself, y'all. Answer A is yes, I do. And those that I don't have, I'll learn them. Answer B, I have some. Answer C, nope, not really. Question 16, are you flexible and willing to change course when things are not going your way? Answer A, yes. Answer B, I like to think so, but others may disagree. And answer C, no, I have a fairly rigid personality. Question 17, do you have experience in business or in the business that you're thinking of starting? Let me say this again. Do you have experience in the business you are thinking of starting? Answer A, yes. Answer B, some. Answer C, no. All right, we're on the home stretch. Let's go to question number 18, and it reads, could you competently perform multiple tasks, accounting, sales, answering the phones, and so on? Answer A, I sure would like to try. Answer B, I hope so. Answer C, that sounds very intimidating. Question 19, can you juggle multiple tasks? Answer A, yes. B, I think so. C, I don't think so. Question 20, are you willing to hustle for clients and customers? Answer A, sure. B, only if I have to. And C, I would rather not. And a bonus question for extra points, how well do you handle pressure? Answer A, quite well. Answer B, it's not my strongest trait, but I can do it if I have to. And answer C, not well at all. So take a few seconds here to add up your score. Add it by points. And of course, answer A was 5 points, B is 3 points, and C is 1 point. Now, if your total score, answer all, or add up all the points, and if your total score is between 80 and 100, based upon this assessment, you have both the temperament and the skills to become an entrepreneur. If your score is in the 60 to 79 point range, you are not a natural entrepreneur, but you may become one over time. So there's still hope, okay? And let's see, if your score is below 60, you probably would be wise to think of another career besides self-employment, all right? So there you have it. Not only should this quiz help you to understand your entrepreneurship IQ, but it should also give you some insight into the traits and the characteristics of a successful self-employed business person. Hey, listen, you have to be driven, hardworking, creative, energetic, resourceful, confident, and flexible. Last point. Steve Jobs said this about entrepreneurs. I'm convinced that about half of what separates the successful entrepreneurs from the non-successful ones is pure perseverance. I'd like to thank our sponsor, Exilium Community Development Corporation. But more importantly, we want to thank you, the listener. Check us out on our website at startrungrowpodcast.com or drop us a line at info@startrungrowpodcast.com. Please subscribe to our podcast or the platform of your choice. And until next time, always keep moving forward.